Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is, Where's the Comfort in That Voice? Based on our Old Testament reading for today, Isaiah 40, especially finding our theme in verse 1, as it says, Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. I encourage you to open up your bulletin and find the sermon outline. What color is it this morning? Is it a kind of beige, ivory color? As we consider our theme, where's the comfort in that voice? This morning, permit me to tell you about one day, actually 4 hours in my life as a pastor. It happened just a couple of years ago. I'd planned for a time between 10 and 2 just to have some quiet time of sermon preparation. It's funny, no matter, even though I've been doing this for 30 years, many people think a pastor just walks up here and lets it fly. No, let me tell you, at least 15 hours of work probably into every sermon of preparation. But one afternoon, I wanted just 4 hours of silent preparation time. But between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, the following 8 things happened. Number one, I got a long-distance phone call with news of a family member down in the States who was getting close to death. Secondly, I received an email about a college buddy I played baseball with who I was diagnosed as having cancer, and I couldn't get a hold of him by phone. Third, I was called to be with a family from the church who had just discovered a loved one who was dead by suicide. Fourth, I made a hospital call on a member awaiting some very crucial medical tests. Five, I spoke with another member by phone awaiting some very important surgery. Six, I spent time with someone from the community who came in to talk to a pastor because their marriage was falling apart and they didn't know where else to turn. Seven, I helped a homeless man from Nova Scotia find some food and shelter for the night. And finally, 8, I spent time with a local pastor whose 1-year-old baby boy needed life-saving medical attention, all in 4 hours. And in every situation, I was being asked for the same thing. Pastor, can you be the voice of comfort? By late afternoon, I finally got back to sermon preparation. And to my surprise, the text to work on was the Old Testament passage from Isaiah, today's text, which begins with these words, Comfort, comfort these my people, says your God. Good, good, just what I needed, I thought. And then I read further into the text and found some unsettling words that made me ask the question that became the title of today's sermon, Where's the Comfort in That Voice? Listen to verses 3-5 of the Old Testament reading again for today. A voice cries out, Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill be made low. The crooked places will be made straight, the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh shall see it. Every mountain, every valley will be leveled. Get that bulldozer in here. Get the blasting crew. We need some dynamite over here. Come on, bring in the earth movers. That's what we're hearing from the prophet Isaiah. This Old Testament text is a hard hat only area. Beware. A highway's going through, Isaiah says. It's not going around the valleys. It's not going around the mountains. When this day comes, Isaiah says, there will no longer be any valleys or any mountains. You see, this highway, is Jesus, the Messiah, who's coming. God is on his way, and God does not reroute for anyone. Nothing can stand in his way, and if you're in the way, Isaiah says, you will get bulldozed over. This is why, of course, John the Baptist came some years later. And this is the gospel reading for today. In today's gospel from St. Mark, we learn, if you remember the text that I read, John the Baptist's job was to clear the way, was to prepare people for Jesus' coming. And so John the Baptist cried out, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Get ready. Repent." John wasn't concerned about mountains being run over. He came to see that people didn't get flattened. You see, lives that are not level, lives that are not in line with God, the text says, will be blasted away. During this Advent season, we get all excited about Christmas coming, about Jesus, the Messiah, being born, of course. But often the prophets warn about his coming. Isaiah says, prepare. John the Baptist says, repent. The Old Testament prophet Malachi says, who can endure the day of his coming? Advent is a time of repentance. When the Lord comes, anyone standing secure in their sin will be bulldozed. Now I ask you, where's the comfort in that voice? But here again, what else the voice has to say from Isaiah? This voice says, and I quote, verses 6 to 8, all flesh is grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. Because the breath of the Lord blows upon it, the grass withers, the flower fades. Where's the comfort in that? It sounds hopeless. Isaiah says we're like grass clippings they mow down and then throw out at the end of the day. We're like flowers, beautiful for a few days, but then wilting and drooping and finally dead. But we know it's accurate, don't we? Hair loss. Hearing loss, aches and pains that weren't there before, things taking longer to do than they used to do, a larger dress size than last year. All of these things are constant reminders that we are fading already. And you know about feeling withered. You know the realities of living in a sinful world, losing a mother or a father to death, losing a spouse, children making bad life choices, finances not making ends meet, people letting you down, life passing by so quickly. And the voice cries out, the grass withers, the flower fades. I ask you, where's the comfort in that? But because we know we are withering and fading, because life changes and passes by so quickly, it is indeed comforting to hear the voice of God so clear and so strong. For listen how that verse ends. The grass withers, The flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. How does that sound? Now, if we want to be big and tough and ruggedly independent and stand up to Almighty God as we are with our sin and all, if we are going to set ourselves up in front of this Almighty God like mountains, then the last thing we want to hear is the voice of God that moves mountains. But if we realize that we are sinners, that we really are a grass that fades, a flower that withers, then that voice of God is the very voice we want to hear. A voice that's strong and clear. A voice whose promises will come true. A voice that gives us the strength and certainty we lack. Listen to that voice from the prophet Isaiah. Listen carefully to that voice. Behold, the Lord your God will come. And he will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him. His work is before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather his lambs in his arms. He will carry them gently in his bosom. He will lead those with young. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem. Cry out to her. Her warfare has ended. Her sin has been pardoned. Here's comfort. Not just a wish or a nice idea. Something that is going to happen, Isaiah says. Oh no, something that has happened. The Lord God has come. The Lord God has come. Just as Isaiah foretold, just as John the Baptist proclaimed, Isaiah looked ahead. Isaiah looked ahead to days beyond his time, and he declared, the word of our God stands. And in the first chapter of his gospel, St. John said these words about that word that stands. John says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In John's gospel, the Word is a title for Jesus. The Word became flesh is talking about Christmas. The eternal Word of God became flesh, became a baby born of the Virgin Mary. The Word became flesh. Jesus has come. Jesus has lived. Jesus has died upon the cross to pay for the sins of the world, to pay for your sins, to pay for mine. Jesus has risen from the grave in victory over sin, in victory over death, in victory over the devil. As Isaiah foretold, our warfare has ended. Our sin has been pardoned. This is indeed what Jesus tells you today when you kneel there at the altar rail, either to receive his body and blood in communion or to receive a blessing from his word. As you kneel at that altar, know for sure that your warfare has ended. Your sin has been pardoned. Isaiah promised, the Lord will feed his flock, he will gather his lambs, and he will carry them in his own arms. Jesus is here today, feeding, gathering, and carrying you, yes, you, close to his heart. Remember when Isaiah said that we're like fading flowers? Well, do you remember the old practice of placing special flowers between the pages of a heavy book to press them and to save them so they would last forever? Flowers that were special, like flowers from a high school formal dance or a graduation or a wedding. We might say in our text today that Jesus is carefully picking up faded flowers like you and me and pressing us gently into God's book of life to preserve us and to keep us with him forever in heaven. We may be sinners, but Jesus loves and forgives sinners. We may be aging, but in Jesus we have eternal life and eternal youth. We may feel withered, but at the end of each day, our Lord Jesus is with us to strengthen us and to renew us for tomorrow. We may think our dreams and our plans are coming to nothing, but let me tell you today, Jesus has plans for you beyond your wildest dreams. When the voice of the Lord speaks these promises, nothing can resist him. As Isaiah has told us, God will make straight in the desert a highway. He will make hills and valleys level. He will make rough places smooth. That is, nothing will get in the way of God taking care of his children whom he loves so dearly. That is the voice of the Lord. There's power in that voice, but there's also comfort in that voice. Comfort for each of us, for you. Yes, comfort for you, for whatever you're facing today. In just a moment, we will again sing a hymn that we've already sung this morning, the opening hymn. The words of this hymn are based on the text of Isaiah chapter 40. The hymn is entitled, "Comfort, Comfort These My People." As you sing these words, I pray that God would apply them to your personal life in a very personal and special way. We turn again now to hymn number 347. We sing just verses 1 and 2, and we rise to sing.